Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rolling Energy Group. Tonight, we're going to talk, and you're going to be able to interact with us. So I'd like you to go ahead and press 1. Hi, my name is Gary Shaw. I'm your host. We're going to talk about some things tonight. So if you'll grab a pen and piece of paper, we hope to enlighten you. We hope to excite you, and we hope to give you some great education and information. We're going to talk a little bit about a gentleman that was robbed of a lot of his accredits, but it still accomplished a lot, by the name of Nikola Tesla. We're going to talk about a young 19-year-old quantum physics major that literally blew a lot of people's minds. We're going to talk about a gentleman that had a Inc. 500 company that he sold and invested in into his son. And we're going to talk about a company that no one's ever heard of. But I want you to think about this. If you had and you understood that every single thing in this planet that God created has its own uniqueness, its own sound, its own vibration, its own molecule or atom, its own frequencies, and you could literally have a technology that you could extract it and literally embed it into a geometric hologram that are a carbon layered structured material as if you were wearing it or as if you had consumed it. What if you never had to consume a vitamin or a mineral or an oil or a pill any longer? You could literally stick it on an article of clothing or stick it on your body and get the same results. Would that be amazing? But before we get into that, I need to clean a little, basically do a little housekeeping and go over a few things. First of all, our radio show has not been evaluated by any government regulatory agencies. We're not here to cure, prevent, talk about any kind of diseases, anything like that. We are strictly educational and information. So please don't ask anything medical that we may talk about. We're not here to talk about anything about any kind of income. We ask you to please get back with whoever invited you. And if you're a first-time caller tonight, definitely press 1 because I want you to get into the queue because we want to give you something for free. And we give away free resonators. Now, I'm going to interview a friend of mine. But first, I want to thank a few people because they operate our control boards for us so Irv and I can travel all over the United States and do presentations or lectures or discussions. That is Richard and Joy Matuition. He's operating our control board tonight. Thank you, Richard. Diana Anderson, which you met last night, she operates our control board. And then Sean Doc Farrell, he also operates our control board. And then my business partner, a friend of mine for a long time, a colleague, a professor. Now, Irv and I both have business degrees and marketing degree, but Irv literally has a MBA. We both have literally built a brick-and-mortar businesses that exceeded $3.6 to $4 million plus million a year and annual revenue and sales. But Irv was a professor. He actually taught and wrote two curriculums for a university in Ohio for two different universities. He actually taught business, all aspects of business and marketing. He has a speech degree. He has a psychology degree. He has a marketing degree and, of course, the MBA. So we're going to do a little interview with him, but we want to interact with each and every single one of you on our live talk show that's basically broadcast all over the world. So first we want to basically welcome Irv Samuels. Professor Irv, are you here, sir?
Certainly am. I'm here, there, and everywhere. Quantum energy is pretty amazing.
Well, since you brought up quantum resonating or quantum energy, can you tell me a little bit what quantum resonating energy actually is? Because I'm sure a lot of the listeners have no clue what quantum resonating energy and what Nikola Tesla thought of basically, you know, about quantum resonating energy. Just a little bit brief history about it, if you would.
Well, let's start in the beginning. And then there was the heavens, and then there was the earth. The Lord created, and his process of creation was energy. And it's taken us a long time as man to begin to put our technology around the concept. About 100 years ago, Nikola Tesla, and for those of you that aren't familiar with Tesla, he was an amazing futurist. Educated as a physicist, a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer, and he has, you know, some of the greatest ideas probably will be, you know, lifetimes before they are developed into practical applications. He's maybe best known for energy work, specifically the Tesla coil. He also, you know, is given credit for radio wave technology. Basically, Marconi, you know, took the glory for a while, but eventually they realized that he stole the ideas from Nikola Tesla, and they justified that complication by dishonoring Marconi. Anyhow, in the 20s, Tesla was working with quantum resonating energy. And again, that's nothing new. It's part of our world. Everything in our world is energy. And it all resonates specific frequencies. And I'm going to bring it down to something that we could all relate to, the sun. For those of us that are privileged in seeing the sun on occasion, it has amazing impact on everything that it indeed influences with its quantum resonating energy, as does the earth, as does, you know, so many other important things in our lives. But the key being the sun specifically radiates quantum energy that impacts mammalian bodies in such a way that they develop high levels of vitamin D3 from that exposure to its energy. Now, the process isn't fully understood yet. Maybe Tesla understood it, but slowly but surely, we are appreciating the fact that energy is impactful in every aspect of our life, and we can now harness that energy, and we'll be talking a lot about some developments that were made within the last decade based upon the pioneering efforts of Nikola Tesla. So with that, all I can say is, please step up to the plate. We'd love to hear your questions. It's your radio show. And, you know, there are topics that we could discuss related to immunity, major issue in our era, related to discomfort, related to cardiovascular health, related to performance and endurance and recovery, related to weight loss, detoxification, curbing your appetite, related to saving money, related to extending the life and vibrancy of foods and produce, related to reducing inflammation, related to mitigating the complications of EMF, related to having deep restorative sleep, and I can go on and on, but those should be some topics that might, you know, kind of bring up some discussion. So please press 1 and ask a question or a comment. You know, if you have experiences with the technologies that we're going to be talking about tonight, we'd love to hear your personal benefits.
Press Richard, 1. When you get somebody to press 1, when you get somebody to press 1, please interject. Now, this is amazing.
We have someone who pressed 1, Gary.
Go ahead.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Last 4 digits, 2008. 2008. Go ahead. Your phone is live.
Okay. That's me.
Welcome,
Sheldon. I just want to comment. It's not a question. I'm Sheldon here. Let's put it this way.
Your first name?
Sheldon.
S-H-E-L-D-O-N.
Okay.
Sheldon
okay.
is a author. Sheldon is a very well-known publicist. And,
cool.
You know, based upon the technology that we have available, if we could inspire him to write some publicity releases, it would be amazing at how much additional exposure we can get. So hopefully his statement this evening may be inspirational to himself. That would be great.
Good. Okay.
Well,
Sheldon,
I just want to comment.
Go ahead.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm so full of energy, I guess I'm interrupting. Let me put it to you this way. I am a journalist, and I'm sort of trained to report the facts, ma'am, just the facts, you know. I don't form opinions unless I can, you know, have some reasons to have the opinions. Well, I'm now acting as a judge, not as a journalist. I have a chronic condition of, you know, back trouble. I'm not alone. I'm sure a lot of people have it. And, you know, sometimes are worse than others. But anyway, being exposed as I am to the, you know, the product that we're talking about or products, although we haven't really talked about them, but I tried one of them. I have to admit, I was skeptical. Okay, so basically, you might say I was a little reluctant or not really expecting too much, and one might also say that my judgment might be because I was wishing to get relief, and, you know, maybe my mind was playing tricks on me. The bottom line is I applied one of those to my back, my lower back, and lo and behold, and I'm not making this up, within, I would say, maybe 10, 15 minutes, maybe a little bit more, my ache went away. Period.
Wow.
Okay. So that's not any – I'm not paid to say that. It happened. Okay. I'm a believer.
During that particular episode, I happened to be at – we were doing a little presentation up here in the Detroit region at a restaurant. And when he had that epiphany, he was pretty verbal about it. You know, he absolutely, you know, probably couldn't believe his own personal experience, but it was undeniable because it did resolve his discomfort issue. So that's what we recommend for everybody. You know, if you're a first-time listener or invite some first-time listeners, they'll get the opportunity to get these modalities absolutely free. And try them. You know, you can't in any way have any anticipation of how powerful these technologies are until you have first-hand experience.
Now, Irv, on that, I understand that has almost like 100 frequencies, and it's got like a trifecta. Can you tell us a little bit about this company, why no one's ever heard of it, what this little 19-year-old gentleman basically came up with, and what is relief? I mean, I know that, you know, Sheldon just said it took away some back pain, but, you know, what is it, and how big is it, and what does it look like, and just tell us a little bit about relief.
Well, let's go back to the original development of the company. Basically, in 2012, a young man had been invited to the Tesla convention from New Hampshire. His name was Mike Hassler. His father, Rick Hassler, who is a very successful businessman, had at that time sold his previous company after 25 years in development as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera in Japan, the industrial giant, global giant, for big bucks. And he was honored when Mike was invited to the convention, but he had some reservations, and that was in Germany that year. He wasn't sure if Mike was ready to jump the pond and be with, and I say this respectfully, some of the geekiest minds in the world. But they eventually came to an agreement, and that is Mike definitely needed to be there, but Rick, the father, went with him. And ultimately, they had so much brain swell from that event. And they came back. Rick, being a practical businessman, basically, you know, put it into perspective and said to himself, wow, you know, our future, our world is going to be so much better than it is now. But that's in the future. Now, no way can we get any practical applications out of what, you know, they talked about a lot at that convention. And he, you know, just sort of put it on the side burners, and son Mike sort of stimulated a major bonfire. He came to him and he said, Dad, based upon what we were exposed to, I believe I could develop some practical applications and we could impact the world. You could imagine, you know, his dad did maybe a double take or quadruple take. He couldn't believe what came out of his son's mouth because they both heard the same information. Well, ultimately, he said, well, what are you talking about, Mike? Mike said, well, if you get me the right equipment, big bucks, Dad, I'll put it together and eventually come up with some ideas that we'll be able to develop into solutions for some of the complicated issues that people face everywhere every day. And at that point, Mike said, Dad, just money. And Rick kind of related, you know, it's just money. And with the potential of impacting the world with a breakthrough technology, money would be pretty incidental in comparison. So he gave him the checkbook. Mike went to work, acquired some amazing state-of-the-art equipment. In fact, you know, some of the software was pretty much, you know, cutting edge, you know, had to be developed at the time. And the equipment, oh boy, was it expensive and state-of-the-art. He put together a quantum physics laboratory. And once he had it together, boy, did he work, because he wanted to prove to his dad, you know, young man of 19, stepping forward into the world. He wanted to make a name for himself. He wanted to, you know, literally prove that he can do a man's job. And he worked and he worked. And it didn't take very long until he came up with an idea that was patentable. And that idea, specifically, they filed for the patent. Within a couple of years, they were granted the patent. They now have 5 additional patents. So what it all boils down to is, and I hope you can, you know, kind of entertain yourself with this patent just the way that I've been entertaining myself with trying to get my head around how this could possibly be for 3 years now. But this is the trifecta that Gary mentioned. First, everything in this world has energy, and that's a given, quantum resonating energy. So it doesn't matter if it's a windshield or if it's a specific concrete or pavement or a blade of grass or a tree or a mineral or a vitamin or the earth itself or everything. So we have the ability now, and you can read our patents. There's 6 of them all together at this point, and there'll be a lot more, you know, patent pending developments going on with our continual research and development. You'll basically see how we isolate frequencies. And then the second part of the patent is that we embed them into storage devices, okay? And over the 8 years that this company has been developing and manufacturing and selling millions and millions and millions of these different technologies that, you know, you're going to hear about over the next several radio shows. And again, if we don't cover a topic, you know, specifically that meets your needs, it's because you didn't ask about it tonight. But we would love you to come back on Saturday night or Sunday night or Monday night. Monday is our veteran tribute call. Bring a couple military friends or retired military with you. And we'll discuss and discover a lot more in the way of new technologies. So the second part is we embed them into, and I'm going to call these batteries because batteries store energy. This is different than any battery that you've probably been previously exposed to, but it holds energy, and it eventually loses the energy. It wears out, goes somewhere else. Bottom line is you need to replace the battery. And we use holograms, and we use carbon fiber materials, not your basic carbon fiber material. You know, that's stuff they make airplane hulls out of and race car parts and goes on, and not your basic hologram, okay? These are specialty developed to hold energy without it changing. And if you look at our food freshness card, you can actually see the geometric patterns in the layering built into that particular hologram. So once we isolate the frequency embedded into the storage device, the battery, this is the difficult part to get your head around, but, you know, you will definitely believe it once you experience it because it is so dramatically apparent. And that is when anything with an energy field comes into the proximity of one of these batteries, okay, that could be a plant, could be an animal, could be a mammal, could be a human, they receive the benefit from that battery as if they had been exposed to or had consumed the original emanating source of the energy. What did I just say? Did I just say that the world has changed? That we can now get the benefits of minerals like zinc or vitamins like vitamin B, vitamin C, the earth? You know, the amazing anti-inflammatory, immune-boosting, musculoskeletal benefits of the earth from a battery? Well, facts are we can. And you need to experience them as soon as you can because once you go there, you'll never go back to the traditional, you know, kind of most cases chemical solutions that we're all used to or medical solutions, even worse, going to a doctor and being treated with, you know, some kind of treatment that has so many potential side effects. With energy, your body only utilizes what it needs, won't take less than it needs, won't take too much. So you have nothing to be concerned about. With that, back to you, Gary. Did that help?
That actually helped tremendously. Now, do we have anyone that has a question? Press 1, Richard, just speak up. If not, I know that we have something called immunity. What does immunity do, and how does immunity work?
Well, I had a really cool experience today, actually. I was in downtown Detroit on John R., about 8 miles, and I went into a store, and they said, do you have a mask? And I said, no. And they said, well, you can get one at the counter. They're required to be in this room. And I said, well, you know, the whatever. I went into a statement basically saying, well, you know, it may be required for you, an employee. It's not required for me, a public citizen of the United States. And he said, did you get vaccinated? And I said, that certainly is my own prerogative between my medical practitioner and myself, and no one else is to be privy to that information. And he said, well, do you have a certificate of vaccination? And that's a first for me. I mean, I never had anybody invade my privacy to that degree. And I said, if I do, that's, again, between my medical practitioner and myself, and no one else on the planet will ever know anything about that. And with that, he said, well, you know, you make your decision, but you need to have a mask. Okay, so that was, you know, like a crazy reality. I walked out of the store, and it just so happened that I didn't have immunity patches on at the time. And that's very unusual for me. And for one reason or another, that store must have had some kind of aromatic essence of something nasty, you know, some kind of chemical, whatever. And before I went in again, you know, avoiding that specific store employee so that I could, you know, just walk around with a mask, I put on 2 immunity patches. I only knew, you know, normally use one. The company does recommend 2. It has frequencies of vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, cotacota, licorice root, elderberry, a cornucopia of natural frequencies that the main source of those frequencies are known to enhance your immune system in an amazing fashion. So key being that I had some symptoms of you know, an allergy of some kind. You know, my nose was running like crazy. I was honking like a goose. When I went in the store the first time, I, you know, again, put these simple immunity stickers on, walked back to the store, walked in the second time, and had no sign of whatever was going on. So all I can say is everybody needs to really pay attention to your immune system, and why not enjoy a more vitalized, more vibrant, functioning immune system. So that's an option you now have. It's called Immunity. They're free to first-time listeners. And for anybody that is a return listener, if you have guests that are first-time listeners, we'll reward you with freebies. So you can get them free. Just bring people to this radio blog.
Absolutely, and you can win. All right, Richard, just speak up when you get somebody that's pressed one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll interact with us, we'd love to have you while we're waiting on someone to press one. How about if I were to have some inflammation and I have some swellness in my legs, or my movement, when I wake up in the morning, I kind of like, it takes me a minute or two to get out of bed, or my mind gets a little foggy. Is there something that would make me go, wow?
There are actually so many different synergistic solutions within this technology line. One is a wow patch. Okay, this battery is amazing. Not only does it address stress and anxiety and physical discomfort, and it's, you know, all botanical composition, frequencies only, so there's no chemical, you know, complications related to any prescription drugs or any drug protocols or anything that you know, if you're being tested, has some CBD in it, among other things. But in frequency only, and as a consequence, you don't have to worry about, you know, being drug tested, because they don't test for frequency. So what does it do? It works. It relieves stiffness. It brings, for most people, a state of focus and clarity and extra energy to the table. And it can be placed anywhere on the body. The chakra, of course, the energy points are great places. It also works at the point of discomfort. So place it where it hurts. And then on top of that, we have a nitro pack that basically stimulates the production of nitric oxide within the mammalian body. And in 1995, there was a Nobel Prize, basically won by a pharmacologist that was pioneering our original understanding of how important nitric oxide is in our body. It's a vasculator. It opens up your arteries and veins in such a fashion that it facilitates better delivery of oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your body. It also has major impact on your immune system. It also has major impact on the malleability of your entire cardiovascular system transport, so that, you know, a lot of complications occur as the veins and arteries begin to get hardened, and, you know, it just becomes a complicated process for them to be able to function at optimal levels. Well, if you have high levels of nitric oxide, you'll really see some benefits. And they work, again, synergistically with the wow patch and the relief patch and the sleep patch and, you know, pretty much everything that we have, because your bloodstream is pretty integral in your body functioning at high levels. And the takeaway about nitric oxide is that it's great to enhance your performance in every aspect of your life, whether it's, you know, heading into the bedroom. Don't you want to perform at your optimum? Or whether it's a physical project that you're about to undertake, you know, cutting the hedges out front, you know, you haven't done it in a year, you know, you probably get stiff and get tired before you complete the project. Well, give yourself a little advantage. Get it done with extra performance and quicker recovery. Works equally well on pets and animals, you know, so don't negate your family loved ones. Or if you happen to have a giraffe in your backyard, take care of him too, or her. And on top of that, we have a earthing card. And earthing is a fundamental part of the design of our universe, of our planet. You know, we were made to enjoy the benefits of the frequencies of the Earth. And unfortunately, man has created technologies like rubber and plastics and wood and steel, and we tend to isolate ourselves from the Earth. I just, you know, right before the show was lying in a field, completely integrated with the Earth, because I know how valuable that is. But for most people, they don't take the time to enjoy the sunlight and to be able to enjoy the frequencies of the Earth. And we have a simple earthing card that solves that by giving you the frequency of the Earth continuously. That reduces inflammation very rapidly and will help in so many aspects of bringing your body back to vitality. So, don't hesitate, don't procrastinate. Order these modalities. They're all unconditionally guaranteed. Nobody has any financial risk in trying each and every one of them. Minimum 90-day, the earthing card, the freshness card, the EMF shields, the WOW pet tag, and the WOW tag and the pet tag all have a 1-year unconditional satisfaction guarantee. So all I could say is you're remiss if you're not jumping off the line, going to the website of the individual who invited you here tonight and placing that order so you could begin to improve your life immediately upon receipt.
Now, Herb, I got a question. Let's say that because I basically Gage wears two or three different tags. She has the one for CBD, and then she has WOW, and then she's got one on now that's an experimental one. But I actually I've got a little gold card. It's about a 5x5. Looks like kind of like a mouse pad. I have it actually under her water and food, which is a food freshness technology. But I actually have one of the WOW tags that she actually broke that I have in her water. Now, if I were to take my earthing card and I were to run water over my earthing card, or let's say I got a quart or I went and got me one of them great big old, like the old time where they used to do the wash dishes in, one of the old wash buckets, and I filled it up and I put an earthing card and a food freshness card in there. And then I went and got me some big quart jars, and after letting that stay in there, let's say I put the earthing card in the food freshness card in that water for 24 hours, and I took those quarts of water, and let's say I placed them around my bed or I placed them in all the corners of my house, what have I just created in my house?
Fascination for people that are exposed to that house. And why do I say that? Because the energy that is embedded into each one of our batteries, doesn't matter which one, which frequencies are, specifically present, when an aqueous solution is exposed to one of those batteries, it takes on the water, takes on the frequencies that are contained within the battery itself. So as a consequence, you could create earthing water, food freshness water, CBD water, WOW water, sleep water, burn water, whatever, and it has amazing, amazing benefit, just like the original battery that you would have, near your body. You could either drink the water and get the benefit, or you can put it, in a spray bottle and spray it, onto a surface, a plant. You could spray it onto your body. You could spray it into your hair, your face. You could spray it on your clothes. We actually have an experiment that's pretty cool. Energize some water, okay, and just spray it on a spot on the floor somewhere in your house, and do some kinesiology on that spot. Have somebody step 10 feet away from that spot and do a little muscle testing or range of motion testing or balance testing with them. Find out, where their baseline is. And walk them over to that spot, even though, maybe a couple weeks ago that you energized that spot with the water and it's all dried up and there's no signs of it in that particular area, they will test stronger because of the lingering effect of the energy that was placed in that specific area. In the case of putting glasses of water or wine glasses around, you know, the corners of your room, depends on the size of the water, depends on the size of the room, but, you know, it's easy to demonstrate in a bed, and that would be, you know, place four glasses of earth or earth hand freshness card energized water around the perimeter of your bed, and you have created an energy field, and it literally has, you know, significant impact on every energy aspect of your body or the people that are exposed to it within the range of that energy field. We have a retailer down in Florida, Pam, has found that as she has, you know, kind of deployed that process within her store, guests come into her store and they absolutely sense something different. They want to know, what did you do? They want to know, hey, this is really cool. I like it. What's going on? And this is, you know, a really crazy reality, but her sales have dramatically increased because of that energy. Do you think any other retailer anywhere in the world might be interested in a simple, seamless solution to get energy so people are more tuned in to,
absolutely,
you know, kind of,
now what would that do to a plant? Let's say I had some plants or I had some cherry tomatoes, and I did a little experiment and I put, you know, I basically took that water and used it in one plant and had another plant 10 feet away. Would it make any difference in the flowers or the growth of the plants or the vitality of the plant or the colors? Would it do anything any different by using the earthing and the food freshness card and the water? And I used it on one particular plant and then just used regular tap water on the other plant. Would it make any difference at all in the growth or the vitality of that plant?
That is such a simple experiment. You know, ultimately you take one and you place it somewhere and you take another and you place it at least 10 feet away from the original one, keep them both in the same temperature and the same soil conditions and, you know, keep all the variables the same and water one with earth or earth and freshness card water and watch what happens. Okay, an example was the individual that introduced me to this quantum energy project several years ago specifically had a cherry tomato plant in a pot on his backyard, on his back deck. And he has, you know, I hate to say this, and I'm not talking about him negatively, although it is behind his back, and I'm doing this intentionally hoping that somebody will get this to him and he'll realize that it shouldn't be behind his back. He should be with us often. But he has a black thumb. Pretty much anything that he tries to grow never does. And, you know, if it does, you know, it's like the wimpiest production that anybody could ever imagine. Well, he was staining his deck and had his earthing card around his neck on a lanyard and didn't want to get any of that stain on it. So he, you know, kind of cautiously threw it onto the tomato plant on the deck. And he, you know, kind of did a Three Stooges thing, you know, he realized that he had painted his plant into the center of the deck and he had no way of getting or retrieving his card that night. And he kind of went to sleep, resolved to have a night without his card, which most of us would never want to do ever again once we've had the benefit of the card, because we understand its impact on our sleep. We understand its impact on keeping us earthed and, you know, all the benefits associated with that. So anyhow, that plant amazingly, and we have pictures of that, it was a cherry tomato plant. It produced more cherry tomatoes than probably a dozen cherry tomato plants grown under ideal conditions. You know, literally 1,000 tomatoes came out of that one simple plant.
Wow. Now, how about if we used took that with like in a florist shop, or if we did like I do, have a couple basically in my semi to sleep and in my pillow in my house. why do I get such a relaxation? Because I've got the water around all the corners. And amazingly, that water takes forever. Not like a typical water that would, you know, in a couple, two or three days just evaporate. But that water seems to stay around. Why does it help me feel so vital and sleep so much better? What is it doing to me?
Well, again, understand that it takes on exactly the same benefit of the original battery, okay? The earthing card battery has earthing frequencies in it. It has an amazing array of other frequencies that mitigate the complications of EMF, electromagnetic frequency. And in your house, there's so many detrimental EMF-generating devices. And beyond your house, you're impacted by so many things that specifically, you know, kind of negate your ability to, you know, be human, to function at high levels as a human. And all of that boils down to that water is amazingly beneficial. And if you have any questions about how important it is, go to the website tinyurl.com/Dr. Earthing and begin to learn about the benefits of earthing.
Absolutely. Now, you just mentioned something about EMF. Now, what, for a lot of the listeners, I know, you know, a lot of people, basically, their phones get hot. I know that some people don't know about, you know, the 5G. Is 5G kind of dangerous, and why does our phones get hot? Is there anything that we could do for our cell phones or our hair dryers or vacuum cleaners or microwaves or our smart appliances? Is there something that we could address to eliminate some kind of mitigations from, do they carry radiation?
You need to get the facts, you know.
I was just watching a rollout from TELUS in Canada. They're just beginning to attempt to deploy 5G throughout Canada. And the telephone company, the chief executive officer, was sitting there in an interview saying, oh, there's no research that shows any potentialities of any complications associated with 5G.
And it just reminded me exactly when I watched the hearings in front of Congress of the tobacco industry. You know, Laura Lard and Philip Morris and Brown and Williamson and R.J. Reynolds, the CEOs, were all representative in those hearings. And they specifically, one at a time, declared, we have absolutely no evidence that smoking cigarettes can be dangerous to human beings. Now, turns out that there was a lot of evidence. In fact, there were internal emails and memorandums that eventually were revealed in court. There were some, you know, whistleblowers that came forward, and they ended up with billions of dollars in settlements, billions of dollars in settlements for their negating the reality of our world. You know, the facts were that they lied. And that's exactly what's going on around the world. The phone companies are pretty powerful entities, big, big business. And they're not about to proliferate the fact that you should really pay attention and do something to protect yourself from their devices, from their communication systems, and you don't want them deployed near your home or your church or your schools. They don't want any part of that. So, you know, they're going to go down, and this is going to sound pretty archaic, but when I was a kid, we used to have blackboard in school, and the teacher, if he wanted our attention, he'd take his nails, and he'd just drive it down that blackboard, and boy, did that drive out an excruciatingly painful sound that got our attention. Well, we need to get everybody's attention. What we have are EMF mitigating energy modalities. You simply place a sticker on a device that gives off this electromagnetic frequency, like your cell phone, your laptop, your router, your notebook. You know, there's so many different things within our house that are, again, and we have a list available if anybody wants to get a complete detail so you can get your head around what you should be protecting. And especially your children and grandchildren, the devices they're exposed to, please, if you don't care about your health,
you know, that's your choice, but save them. And we have a simple four-minute video from Australia, a investigative news reporting team. Watch that, and you'll understand how important it is to take action and begin to prevent, you know, the complications of EMF. Richard, do we have anybody pressing one? Do we have anybody that would like to give us a comment, a testimonial, specifically, you know, ask about, is there a possibility of earning some income with technologies of this magnitude? You know, is there a possibility to get, you know, a fundraising project together for your organization, you know, your favorite cause? Is there a possibility that you can, you know, maybe take this to a local massage therapist and, you know, create some extra revenue for that guy and impact his patients or his clients?
No one is pressing one, Irv. All brand partners.
Okay. Well, with that, certainly appreciate everybody for being aboard this evening. I would absolutely, if at all possible, figure out how to configure your schedule so that you could be on the Saturday morning revelation of, it is a revolution. It's a revolution of Balance Plus, balancing every aspect of your body, balancing physical and mental. And you're going to hear from the energy practitioner, Tim Dillon. He is impeccable at his experiences over the last decade or so in energy healing. You'll learn a lot. And if you invite guests, they will definitely be on board with their excitement about getting these various batteries into their hands as quickly as possible. That's at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time this coming Saturday. Don't miss that event.
Now, will people be given a chance to maybe win anything on that just for tuning in and listening? Will they have an opportunity maybe to win a whole package?
Well, every single time that they've held one of those educational showcases on Saturday, they've given at least $60 worth of product away to somebody that just happened to tune in. Sometimes, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of technology. So, yes, it makes sense that you should be there for the educational purposes, to be informed, but furthermore, get as many guests as you can, because somebody is definitely going to walk away with some amazing technology that it won't cost them anything to enjoy the ride.
Now, is that also available worldwide? Would they be a link that somebody could get? Is that anywhere in the world, or is that just limited to the United States, or how would they go about that?
It's a Zoom platform. Specifically, you can go in your back office if you're a brand partner, or you can go to our website, tinyurl.com/sharingtools. Get down to the pink area. You'll see a Zoom link at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You click on that link, and ultimately, if you're already integrated with Zoom, it will automatically connect you. If you aren't, it will walk you through the process of setting up that initial connection. And it is available to anyone, anywhere in the world that has access to the Internet.
Fantastic. Now, what if somebody wanted to listen to this show or any of our past shows? They could actually go to www.blogtalkradio.com/rollingenergy, and they could click on that link, and they could watch a show. Listen to a radio show from Australia or New England, anywhere in the world they could listen to the show if they have the Internet. Is that correct?
Makes it simple to share the show, you know, and again, listen to a few, you know, go back through the archives. They're all there. Pick some that you really like on the topics that are, you know, relevant to you. We used to do the lecture style, in which we covered all the modalities, and then we changed to this interactive forum, and you know, ultimately, whatever you choose, you can share.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, ladies and gentlemen, does anyone have a testimonial, a question or a comment or a thought on the new process or anything we're doing, because honestly, we cannot change anything unless we know how you feel and how you're interacting with us. Richard, do you have any additional questions that we have not covered, or has anybody pressed one that we don't know about yet and get their thoughts?
No one has pressed one, Gary, at all here, other than Sheldon earlier.
Sheldon, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are listening and within the sound of mine and Herb's voice and Richard's and Sheldon that have been on here, please press one. We would love to hear from you. But more important, the guest or the person that actually took the time to invite you, they want to hear from you because they win. If you don't talk and you don't win, they don't win. It's a win-win. When you invite someone here to our radio show and they identify themselves and say who they are, who invited them, they win a 9-day free supply, but the person that invited them to the show, they win a 6-day supply, and all we ask you to do is go to www.quantumsolutionsnow.info and read it carefully, and down the bottom, there's 15 little lines. Just copy and paste anything that you happen to want to know more about, and there's a little bitty box right above that. You just copy and paste in that box, and in, also you put it in there, and then you put the person's first and last name or their username in that box, and they will get back in touch with you, and they will share a couple of videos on the related to what you – where if you want relief or wow or CBD or sleep, we have some amazing little 2- and 3-minute videos that will answer your questions by a practitioner. And then once you watch that, they'll get back in touch with you, or you get back in touch with them, let them know you watched it. They'll be in touch with myself or Herb. And, you know, we'd like to ask you a couple questions, and we get your address, and we put you some resonators in the mail at mine and Herb expense, or Herb and mine expense, it doesn't really matter. We put them in, and we pay for the shipping. We pay for everything. And we have promotions from 2 additional guests up to 10 guests. Depends on you, how many people you would like to invite. So please press 1. Love to hear from you. Richard, do you have any additional questions?
Everyone is a brand partner, Gary.
Okay. Well, brand partners, step up to the plate. I'd love to hear from you. Love to see who's on the call tonight. Press 1 and let us know that you're here. We'd like for you to interact with us. Who's going to step up to the plate first? Anyone?
No one pressing 1. Nope.
Wow. What are we doing wrong that you're not wanting to press 1?
Okay. Hold on. We got Jane. Go ahead, Jane. Your line's open.
Oh, my line is open. Yeah, it's a self-run partner. I like what you did last time.
Are you on speakerphone, Jane? It's hard to understand you, Jane. Are you on speakerphone?
Yes, I was listening to my speaker.
Yeah,
sorry
much
about
better.
That.
Thank you.
If it's all brand partners, just unmute everybody. That would be my recommendation. Earlier, Irv was talking about giving a list of all the different vitamins and essential oils that are embedded in these batteries. Where do I find a list that I can share with my potential customers, what's in them?
There's a Q&A page on your website. There's a Q&A page on your website. We don't really know all that's in there. We know a lot that's in there, but we don't know everything because it is proprietary. But you can go to into your on your front page of your website.
Okay.
And it's pretty depth. It will answer a lot of questions. You just need to really get into your website and really look around and do a lot of reading. A lot of the stuff is already there. Irv, did I miss anything?
Yeah, definitely on the website, read the questions and answers when you get a chance. And I think you'll be, you know, overwhelmed with basic answers. It's really a good source of information.
Okay, that answers that question. Next question. During the interaction between you two guys, I heard modality, I heard hologram, and I heard the word battery. Are those all the same thing? Are you still referring to the little sticker, or are there differences?
Yes.
No. We're referring to all the technologies that our company provides. They have insoles for inside your shoe. They specifically have the carbon fiber tags for pets. They have the carbon fiber earthing card. They have the freshness card. They have the EMF shields. And then they have all those little patches. So we're referring to, you know, batteries or resonators. They hold the energy, but they are of different substrates, different materials.
I agree with Jane in that when I first got into here, I heard batteries, I heard modalities, I heard five or six different terms. There were too many terms. The company calls them patches, wearable technology, and patches or the carbon fiber. They talk about two things. It's wearable technology. They're either patches or carbon fiber. We don't sell the insoles, so we don't talk about this. That's the only thing that they talk about. And I think we lose people in some cases here, just like Jane was saying. You've talked about a battery, a modality, a hologram. That's too many terms to use for a call, particularly for new people. For me, I thought we had whole bunch of different things when I first started coming to these things.
We do. Absolutely do. There's such a dramatic difference between the specific technology that is able to hold the earthing frequency and the food freshness card that until people appreciate that they're not patches. And the thought of a patch, quite frankly, for most people, the general population, brings forward a transdermal consideration, and that's the last thing in the world we want to do. That is so
negative. Then we should get the company to change it, because the company calls them patches. If we're going to change that, because otherwise it's confusion.
I agree.
Right, right. You could call them patches if you want to. Patches are great. We try to lose a lot of sales needlessly. That's your choice.
Yeah.
All my people know their patches. They have no problem with it.
Yeah.
Great.
I think we need to.
Some people do.
Yeah,
some people
don't.
I tell them they're not transdermal.
Yeah, you can.
I also tell them they need to drink a glass of water before they put them on, because most people are dehydrated. I mean, I approach all of that straight up front, and I tell them they can put it on the skin, you can put it on your clothing, you can put on a handkerchief, whatever you want to put it on, you can put it on, because it does not have to be in contact with the body. So I address all of that straight up, and but when I tell them modality, they don't know what I'm talking about. Battery, now they're thinking about something they're putting in a flashlight or something like that, and I understand the capacity of the batteries, but then I have to explain it all the time.
Yeah.
Right, and we do that on this call. That's true. You're right.
It would be helpful if we could all get on the same page and use the same wording. I've been telling my potential customers, I had lunch today with a girlfriend, and I gave her one of the little packets that has the nitro and the relief in there, and I said these are holograms that have been infused with energy. That's the way I've been explaining it to my potential customers.
That works. Right. If that works for you, that's great.
Yeah,
most people
then
don't
they come on the call. Hey, if I can get Marie to call in one night, you know, she's not going to hear that terminology in a call and be confused. We're not, our language is not the same. Our definitions are not the same.
No, no, the definitions are all spelled out here. Holograms are definitely explained.
Okay.
On the website?
In the questions and answers.
We tell people up front, we, for simplification, we like to call them a battery, because people can understand it holds, you know, batteries hold energy. You got car batteries that'll hold energy for X number of period. A battery that you put in a cell phone will hold energy for a certain period of time. Yes, it may do a little bit of confusion, you know, but they are patches. And then you got the EMF shield, which is a peeling stick. It could be and then you got the earthing card, which is made out of basically carbon fiber. We just try to do a little bit more educational on the radio show than what the company does. The company tries to basically get everything in and out 30 minutes and done, which we try to do at the same time and introduce people to a little bit of everything. Where the company doesn't have an interaction, you're not allowed to interact. It's just boom, 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 and then thank you. Put a number in and win, and that's it. And then they bring on a practitioner. But it's all a learning process. We're all still learning. But you know, if you ever have somebody that doesn't understand, you know, you got Richard, you have myself, you have Irv. We're all make ourselves available to explain and then break it down where somebody can explain it. None of us will probably say the same terminology. It depends on how you learn it. We just like to use resonators or batteries, you know.
And the reason for that is that 2 years from the previous company that were marketing these, we used patches, and it failed royally because people had a construct of what a patch is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that same technology at all. We have an amazingly different technology. They may look like patches, they may stick like patches, but they have nothing in them but energy. That's the amazing benefit of our resonators.
Irv, what you just said, you need to incorporate that somewhere in your presentation. That was fantastic.
Yes, that was meaningful.
That
And that's what we try to do. That's what we try to do with everyone, explain. And when you interact with us, when you interact and the brand partners interact with us, this is why we're trying to change this. This is your show. You have your own radio show, and if you get involved, you'll watch your sales grow through the roof when you're more involved. Then you sit back and don't do nothing and don't interact with us.
Hey,
well,
feel free
I'm having email.
And we love it. We love it. And if you have a guest on the line that you believe that you've introduced, you know, using different terminology, ask that question, and you'll see that we'll clarify it on the air for that person.
Okay.
But this is your show.
Okay.
It's each and every one of you brand partners' show.
Okay. I do go out to lunch with girlfriends, and today I brought everything and showed her the different modalities and shared with her how I was using them. I don't particularly like the patches on my skin. So I stick them on the earthing card, and I stick the earthing card inside my bra. So I've got it close
Perfect.
To me, and that works for me. Gave
yes.
her the patches. What else could I have done at lunch in a 60-minute period to demonstrate the effectiveness of our product?
The easiest ones to demonstrate are the earthing card and the EMF shield. Okay, and you could do a drink test. You could literally change the taste of lemons
You could change the taste of wine. You could change the taste of food, spicy food.
How do I do that, Earl?
Wave it over.
What do I do?
Wave it over for about two minutes.
No. You start by splitting a specific dish or a specific lemon, slices of lemon, into two batches. One that you're going to take at least 5 feet away from the earthing card, and the other you're going to begin to influence with the frequencies of the earthing card by waving it over it or by specifically placing it on that plate that the lemon slices are on for several minutes. And then always have people taste the one that has been energized first. That's, you know, kind of a key, because that one will be different, okay? And when they go back to the original one that has not been impacted by the frequencies, in the case of lemon, they'll say, oh, it's sour. It will be really an intense experience. With spicy food, you know, when they indeed taste the vibrancy of the tomatoes and the, you know, the aromatic benefit of the basil and the things that are really intensified by the earthing card, you know, initially, and then they go back to the spicy, crazy, hot stuff that, you know, they were going to, you know, normally eat. You know, and again, that's the version that has been not influenced by the frequencies. It will be not nearly as good, not even in the same ballpark.
Okay,
so
I'm sitting at a table in a restaurant. How do I get something 5 feet away from where I'm, where we're seated at the table?
Yes.
Do I go to the table next to me?
I took five people out the other night when I was in. I took five people out to wine. I bought two bottles of cheap wine, and I had the waiter bring bring six spices, and we basically put. I broke out, you know, five things of earthing cards, and we poured equal amounts of wine in each one of those cards, and I just basically put the earthing card over the top of the one. The sixth one, I had him move it away, and we were sitting there eating, and I was telling everybody, I said, just watch your glass. And they started looking at it, and they said, why is this thing bubbling? I said, it's taking out the impurities. And then one guy says, it's starting to change colors. And his wife said, yeah, mine is changing colors. And then we opened up and the remaining bottle after they tasted it. We poured a little bit in each one of a different glass and had them taste the wine. And they said, wow, it improves the flavor of the wine. Scott's done it. A lot of us have done it.
I didn't know about this. Energy drinks. We had gone to First Watch and had some energy drinks, and that would have been perfect. We could have split it into two glasses. I could have pulled out my earthing card, put it on top. About how long do you have to? Do you just wave it over the top, or do you have to leave it there for a certain amount of time? Longer is better,
normally,
I guess.
50 seconds. I like to do 2 minutes. Herb does 50 seconds. I do 2 minutes. And then you can just put it on top of it, or you can put it right there beside it. You could take the food freshness card, and you could do a double whammy. You could use the food freshness card and the earthing card and set them on top of it, and you will intensify the energy in that drink. And then just have the waiter move the other glass 5, 6, 7 feet away from you, and then have him bring it back where you can see it.
My experiments with the food freshness card have not been very dramatic relative to noticing the difference in the taste. The earthing card, huge.
No, you want to know.
So if you're demonstrating something, the earthing card is huge. And also you can do basic kinesiology, you know, balance, a range of motion, strength tests. And again, those are videoed in your back office or archived on your website. You could go see Dr. Janine do them. You could see Rick and RJ do them. The key is that, in fact, I had for the first time the other day, a guy that did a
range of motion that did not get any results. It's the first time, and I've done thousands of demonstrations already. So virtually the simplicity of that is that you draw a line somewhere, or you find, you know, if they're in a building, you have it with linoleum or something, you have them line their feet up in a specific position so that they know exactly what position they are in when they start. And then you have them do a twist. You know, you have them put their hands together, palm to palm, in front of them, and just have them twist around and have them go as far as they can go. Wherever they stop, say, can't you go a little further? And you'll see they, you know, they stretch and they say, no, it hurts. Okay, mark that particular line. You know, that's as far as they were able to stretch. Then give them the card, have them do exactly the same experiment again, and you'll see universally, with the exception of that one that can't happen, I had it just yesterday, that for one reason or another, you know, the energy just didn't have its impact that quickly. I mean, I don't know why, or you know, can't explain quantum energy, but he was a definitely anomalous. You know, you're going to have immense success with increased range of motion. You know, they may gain. I had one guy that for one of my first experiments, you know, I was doing a public presentation in a restaurant, and a guy stepped forward and you know, he said, you know, before I volunteer, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. And I said, you know, do tell. And he said, I was a lineman. You know, I worked for an electric company, and I hit a main bank, 440, three-phase bank, and I was electrocuted. I fell off the pole, landed on the ground, dead. And fortunately, there were people in the yard that, you know, had first aid and knew, you know, something. And ultimately, I found myself awake in an ambulance being transported to the hospital. And fortunately, you know, and he was kind of a man of God, and he thanked God for, you know, everything. You know, it was just a blessing that he was still around. And he said, you know, they were miraculously trained, and they kept me alive to get to the hospital. When I got to the hospital, there happened to be one of the best plastic surgeons, a cardiovascular surgeon on staff, and I had heart damage, and they corrected that. Okay, and we said, you know, I said, you really are truly blessed, you know, to be here. And he said, however, and I said, you know, however what? He said, I have been absolutely backwards, wrongly wired, in the most incredible discomfort, have you know, parts of the time where my vision disappears completely. I can't see. Sometimes I can't hear. Everything in my body is working improperly. And with that, I'm thinking, boy, I don't know if I want to do a – I was planning on – it's a big guy. I was planning on doing a strength test with him. But at that point, I kind of backpedaled, you know, and I didn't tell him what he was volunteering for. And I said, all right, you know, with your permission, we're going to change, you know, check your range of motion. And he said, okay. And I said, what I would like you to do, and I demonstrated, I said, take your hands behind your back and specifically see how far you can, while they're together, how far you could get them away from your back. And I demonstrated, and I could probably keep mine together, and I have like 8 inches between my back and my hands behind me. And I'm blessed with, you know, pretty good range of motion. Well, when he tried to do that, he only was able to get his hands to his front pockets. That's where he stopped. He said, that's as far as I can go. And I said, no way. I mean, you have to be able to go. He said, no, I can't. It hurts. And I said, well, don't hurt yourself, you know. And with that, specifically had another volunteer come up out of the audience, and I had him wave the card around this guy. And I was new with the card. I really didn't have very much experience, and I didn't know what was going to happen. But I had, you know, good vibes about it, and I had heard a lot of experiences from other people. So I said, okay, while you're waving that card at him, talk to him. If he has an area that has major discomfort, or it's a stiff area, or, you know, so wave it aggressively in that area. And again, you know, the 50 seconds is typically long enough. Well, in this particular case, because I was new and really, you know, afraid of the outcome, I just kept talking and let the guy wave and wave and wave and wave. So it was about 5 minutes.
And he never touched them. He never touched them with the car, okay? And at the end of the 5 minutes, I said, all right, let's see where your range of motion is now. And that man, at that point, you know, he goes to put his hands behind his back. And to his surprise, he went beyond his front pockets. He went behind his back, and his fingers almost were able to touch behind his back. Okay, he gained, I don't know, that's probably 8 inches. I mean, it was in both directions. It was dramatic. I mean, it was just so dramatic. And I said to him, what do you think of that? He said, well, I'm not a woman, and I really don't, you know about hooking my bra behind my back, so I don't relate to where I was. And I said, well, what do you relate to in your range of motion? He said, well, let me tell you that I've been in physical therapy ever since the accident, and I do swimming 3 days a week. And I don't swim. I can't swim. All I do is some kind of a modified doggy paddle because I can't get my heads up over my shoulder, my hands over my shoulder, my arms. And I said, well, okay, that was you before. Let's see where you are now. And he takes his arms and he starts to put them up, and his left arm went straight up, perfectly normal. His right arm went maybe 8 or 10 inches above his shoulder. And I was standing to the side of the guy, and I couldn't see his face. But everybody in the audience, you know, in the restaurant that were, you know, joining us, they were looking at him, and they said, you had to see that guy's non-belief on his face because it blew his mind. I mean, you know, and at that point he stops and he looks. He said, I have to talk. And I said, the floor is yours. And he said, I don't know who you are, and he points at me. You know, I don't know if you're a witch doctor or if you're a madman or I don't know anything about you. In fact, I don't know anybody in this restaurant at all except for my brother-in-law. You know, he invited me, and he didn't even tell me why I was here. He just invited me and said, I'd get you a piece of pie. So I was here for a piece of pie. I'll tell you that beyond my complete disbelief of everything you were saying, I am going to have one of those cards. I don't care what it costs, and I'm going to have one of those with me the rest of my life. Well, that was a pretty amazing experience. I couldn't have paid a shill $1 million to do what that guy did. So experience is something that you need to begin to bring forward. Begin to use our earthing card and our EMF shields and do testing, because people will absolutely be fascinated by the benefit they gain, and it will happen dramatically. So, and another tip is don't even participate. You know, just like I did with that guy, I had a third party wave the card at him. When you're doing any of the range of motion, or, you know, if you're doing muscle testing or balance testing, you know, ask them to have their friend, if they have another friend, do the testing, so they can't say that you biased it, you know, that you somehow, you know, didn't push down as hard, or you know, whatever. You have nothing to do with it if you have completely non-involvement with that process.
What I'm hearing you say is let the product speak for itself.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep. Trying to remove the skepticism.
Yes.
Yeah, remove the skepticism that people have based upon the theory and, you know, the ideas behind these amazing technologies. Let them experience it. And after that, it's pretty easy to get them to pull out a credit card and try an unconditionally guaranteed product that's going to potentially solve one of their complications.
Are all our products a 90-day guarantee?
All the
yes.
patches except for the EMF. No.
The,
all the patches.
EMF shield, all the patches are 9-day unconditional. The others have 1-year guarantee.
Except for the EMF shield, which has a 1-year guarantee. It's a patch,
yeah.
I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that helps.
Irv, that was a great story, and I have to tell you that I had two friends. One was a Reiki master, the other was an Well, she was another type of body language therapist. That, you know, they're friends, and I had
right.
the one test the other with the earthing card, and they were both blown away. So I stayed away from it entirely, had them test each other, had them retest. to the point that when the Reiki master went to put, you couldn't move her with one hand on her arm, she put a second hand on her arm to start pushing down and run, oh, no, no, don't do that. But that's how they both knew how much stronger. So like you said, I stayed away as a factor and let them have their own experience, which was much, much more meaningful to them.
Yeah.
What do you 100%. Mean pushing down on the arm? What do you mean?
The basic, kinesiology.
There's several ways that are very common, and I highly recommend that you watch the video so you see it perform, but it can be done in so many ways. You know, have somebody just straight arm, put their arm directly out in front of them. Some people do it by having their arm directly to their side. Some people have somebody just put their thumb and their closest finger together, and you at that point in time are creating a baseline of their strength. Okay, so if they're holding their arm out in front of them, and you say, you know, I want you to be as strong as you can be, and I want you to hold that arm up. When you say you're ready, I'm going to have somebody push down on that arm. Okay, and at that point, you know, that person that's pushing down and the person that's having his arm pushed down know how easy it was for that arm to go down or how much resistance there was. It's an indication of their strength. Okay, then once they hold the card, you give them an earthing card for 50 seconds. You know, they have it between their hands, just comfortably holding it. And I tell people when I give it to them to concentrate on your body. You know, you may feel something, you may not, it doesn't matter. The energy that's been embedded in that card, which includes frequencies that mitigate the complications of EMF, it includes frequencies of the earth, includes CBD frequencies that will help your body begin to get back into balance in so many different ways. And all of that is impacting every aspect of your energy fields, whether you can feel it or not. Some people are more tuned in than others, but it does impact everyone. So at that point, 50 seconds later, I say, all right, been long enough. Did you happen to feel anything? And then I let them express what happened. And boy, are you going to get an amazing variety of experiences. Some people, man, are so tuned into the energy, they felt exactly how far it went from their hands, and they, you know, maybe it crossed over through their head already, and it could be anything, okay? And some people, we gave it to one gal, and she literally was cuddling. You know, it was creating so much moisture coming out of her hands that we actually filmed it on the third time we did that experiment. She had a puddle under her hand. Same card, you know? So how people respond is how they respond, you know, and don't expect anything. But whatever happens at the end of that, you ask them. And if they say, you know, say great, it will get better the longer you have it in your energy field exposure. And at that point, you have the same experiment. If it was their left hand, you do exactly the same left hand. They hold it out. You say, whenever you're ready, be as strong as you can. You have the same person that pushed down on it in the same way they pushed down on it. And most of the time, there will be a dramatic, dramatic improvement in their strength. You know, the person will have to apply a lot more pressure, and in some cases, they won't even be able to push it down. Now, what does that all mean? You know, that's a question that people ask you. And my answer to that is, well, would you prefer to have, you know, more strength or less strength? Would you like to be the weakling or the king of the hill? Would you prefer to have, you know, better balance? Or would you like to be feeble and fall downstairs a lot? You know, let them kind of begin to put their head around the importance of earthing. And at that point, they should be willing to listen to a radio show, if not buy the product on the spot.
All right.
But
you've
key,
given me some very
key
good
is everybody,
ideas to go back and try.
Correct.
The key is getting everybody involved and getting everybody interactive into the show, and you participating and you guide and you lead Irv and I into the question that you want us to ask or that you want to ask us for your guest.
We have huge amounts of experience. We've been out, beating the bushes for a long time at this now, and we figured out how to absolutely persuade people to go through pleasant experiences so that they now understand that this energy is definitely something that is real in their world. And that's the beginning of the process.
Just interact with us and you guide us what direction for your guests, because you know your people you're going to be inviting. You tailor your questions towards your guests that you want us to ask us. Does that make sense?
For example, if that they really would benefit from some weight loss, you could bring up the topic of weight loss, and it's not insulting to your guest, yet they get all the information.
Okay.
And just remember, each and every one of you listening, this is your show. The samples, you can give away as many samples as you want. Irv and I are paying for all this. All you got to do is utilize us in any way you want. And build
today
your
alone,
as big as
today
you want.
Today alone. Yeah, today alone, I sent out $50 at my cost, patches from the company, and it cost me $9 in shipping. Well, please milk my wallet, you know? Don't let me, send it to other people. Let me send it to you and your guests. Make it happen. Mm-hmm. There's no limits. We're willing.
I'm trying to get people to call, and I'm having a hard time. So I'm meeting with different girlfriends and restaurants right now and passing out samples. I want something that I can do that's very demonstrable right away. So you've given me some ideas to use the earthing card, to use the food card, take a drink, take some food, cut it in half, move it 5 foot away. Portion that's the original food, go ahead, wait 50 seconds to 2 minutes, I'll have my girlfriend wave the card over the food,
yep.
And I'll chat
great.
Away to what the benefits
yeah.
are, and then we'll taste it, and then we'll go back and taste the original food and let her see what the difference is. You've given
very
me
good.
Some
Art.
Direction of how great. I can make a more effective demonstration in like a 60-minute lunch or less. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Yeah,
I took a lot of notes.
And then you could pick up the phone and contact myself or Irv, and lay the thing down and ask questions, and we'll help you invite these people and answer their questions on the spot. Irv,
and the thing is, it's a noisy restaurant. I'm not sure that's quite the right environment. Maybe if we could sit down in the car and, after we
or
eat.
Or just say drink.
Get
them some water. Get them a little bottle of water and say, and just slap a sticker on them and say, just sit and watch for about 15 minutes and see if he knows anything. All right, it's almost to the end of the show. We took up almost an hour and a half of radio time tonight. So thank each and every one of you, Jane, Richard, Irv, Sheldon, and Liz, everyone that's participating tonight. Thank you. We love you. We're here to help you. Come back Saturday night, Sunday night, and remember, Monday night's our military. Let's try to get some people on the new interactive. And please make sure that you get everybody and tell everybody the new interactive and get everybody involved and let them ask questions. Thank you so much. God bless y'all. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you Saturday night, but hopefully we'll see you Saturday morning on the webinar. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks,
good
Richard.
Thanks, Irv, Gary, everyone.